when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Truckers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trucker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, this is going to be a very emotional program. As you may well know, you people out there in Blood River Radio family, today, this very day, 57 years ago, our brothers, sailors and Marines, were attacked mercilessly by the state of Israel. Israel tried everything in their power to sink that ship. It's the only ship in the history of the United States Navy that's been napalmed while there were sailors and Marines on board. The Israelis knew exactly who they were. Lyndon Baines Johnson, may his soul rest in hell, he knew who they were, what was going on. Defense Secretary Robert McNamara, may he rest in hell forever and a day, he knew what was going on. And before I go to our precious guest, my brother, who was the chaplain on board that day, Lyndon Baines Johnson told the commanders of the fleet that, and I quote, He said, I want that goddamn ship on the bottom of the ocean. I will not embarrass our Israelis, and I'll add Jew, allies. Well, today, this very day, the 57th anniversary, and the sailors and Marines have never, ever got justice. And I'm sorry to say, I hate to say it, as hard as we fight, I don't think they ever will, because the Jew lobby is just too damn powerful. And people, so this is going to be, this whole month is going to be U.S. Liberty Memorial Month. And if you will bear with me, if you know, this is a Christian radio program. And we have a Christian minister here coming on board with us. He was a chaplain on the United States Ship of Liberty that day. I love this man. He's a brother of mine. I was Army. He was Navy. We both fought under the same flag. Anyway, I'm very proudly like to go to introduce Chaplain, my brother, Ron Kukol, and I'm very honored he's going to come on and introduce himself and say the prayer. Brother Ron, if you will, just tell our Blood River Radio family a few words about yourself, and if you will, lead us in prayer, brother.
You know, I've managed to be able to live this long up to the age of 84, and was able to live my life as normal as I possibly could, working for the Veterans Administration here in Sheridan, Wyoming. Everything from day one, from the day we were attacked, even before that, but everything, God has taken care of every one of the last survivors of the USS Liberty. Some of them probably won't say this, but I will. There's absolutely no way that I should be here without the power of God. And I did see the power of God, and I saw miracles after miracles on June 8th, 1967. If I could only tell this country, please, please, if you remember the destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD, if we don't turn, if we don't make that turn, we're in for the same thing, I guarantee you. And when Jerusalem was destroyed, there was nothing left, nothing. It was sand. So I ask you, all of you people that are listening today, please look into this. Pastor Chuck Baldwin has got the whole story. He's interviewed me. That man has got the truth. Liberty Fellowship, Kalispell, Montana. Heavenly Father, we stand before you one more time. Yeah, we're still here. You saved us, and you saved us for a reason. And I don't know how many times I've tried to run from it, but I know that we must tell this world that the attack on USS Liberty was deliberate. We were meant to go to the bottom for a lot of reasons that I probably won't take the time to explain right now. Father in heaven, I do ask you to guide this program. Every word that we've got to say needs to come out, and that it will hit these people in the heart so they can understand and hear the truth. I ask this Christ in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, Brother Ron. Thank you so much, brother. You know, I just can't bring this you guys on. And I knew sure as shooting, if I played that video, by the way, people, the name of that video, that beautiful music, was The Marine's Last Salute. It was played by a Marine in Arlington National Cemetery, honoring a Marine. That was his last salute. He will never be saluted again. And our brothers and sisters, that run the USS Liberty. They 34 killed, and I think 174 wounded. But they will never get their proper last salute, in my opinion. Although we'll talk about more about the Arlington Cemetery. A lot of the sailors that were going to come onto the program couldn't today. They will be on next week. They're in Arlington National Cemetery today. I think 10 of them, and then they're going to have a big dinner. But anyway, people, dear people, hang on. Please don't go anywhere. Stay on with this precious man right here. We're going to do the best we can to let you know what happened that day 57 years ago. Be right back, people.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee, 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to go straight to Brother Rod, and he's going to honor the 34 dead Marines and sailors that were slaughtered on the high seas by that outlaw terrorist criminal cabal state called Israel with not only just the full knowledge, but with the full consent and collaboration of the United States government at the highest levels. Anyway, I named LBJ and McNamara, may they rest in hell. But people, you need to raise hell about this. Hey, dude, get out in the street, I don't know if calling your congressman, dude. We've been calling congressmen and senators. It ain't been doing that good. We're going to have to go take it to another level, and I mean take it hot. Anyway, we're getting ready to honor the sailors and Marines. I'm going to shut up and let our chaplain, our U.S. Navy chaplain, who was on board that ship.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Rob.
Okay. I'm going to start with Petty Officer Lee Van Cleve, United States Navy. Petty Officer Philip Turney, one of the finest presidents this LV, the LV has ever had.
Go ahead, Ron. It's your.
Hey,
it's your
hold convenience. It. Can we hold it? I got the wrong page here.
Okay, sure. You want to keep playing taps or do you want to hold it?
Yeah, I really hate to be playing taps for guys that are still alive.
Okay. Okay, good deal.
Yeah.
Lizzie, you can hold up taps for a minute, dear.
Oh, I just did here. I somehow lost my page.
Lizzie, you can hold it up. You can hold taps for a second.
He's going to. Thank you so much. Somehow I lost
yes.
my page.
Lizzie, what he's going to do. Ron, and it makes sense, we're not going to play taps. He's reading the ones that live. Phil is still alive.
Okay.
Don't worry, Ron. Don't worry. Phil Torney's still alive. Matter of fact, I talked to Phil last week.
Phil's going to find this pretty funny that I just read his name. He'll get a kick out of that.
Well, you know what? He's always quick ahead of everybody else, so maybe we'll just play at his funeral. In advance.
Yeah. All the names are on the back of the shirt I'm wearing, so I can go ahead now. I do apologize.
No, you're great. Man, you're great. Are you going to read the ones that are alive now still, Ron, or do you want to read the what? What do you want to do?
I'm going to read the ones that died that day.
Okay, now? Okay, all right. Okay, we'll go ahead and roll. Okay, Lizzie, you can roll. Go ahead and roll. So we're going to roll taps. Is that okay with you, Ron?
Yeah, and if you don't mind, we used to ring a little bell after each name.
Oh, okay. You know what? Okay. I don't have a bell. Do you have one? That would be great if we did, but I wish I'd known that. If you got one, Phil, if you've got one, Ron, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, if she would just ring a bell after each name, that's the procedure. And that'd be really, I really love it. If she would.
If we had, I don't know if she got. Okay, Lizzie's going to pull one up. She's really good. If anybody can do it, Lizzie can. Yes, that's what we'll do. And that's exactly what we'll do. Would you take your time? Listen, this isn't like we're working in a factory. This is an emotional show. This is actually an emotional broadcast. And so we're going to do it the best way we can. And I know our audience out there listening, family, our Blood River Radio family, the ones that keep us on board, and the hundreds of listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, Lizzie has the sound pulled up. Thank you so much, Miss Lizzie is a whiz. I'm telling you, I wish I was half as good as she is. Okay, you can rock and roll with the taps now, Lizzie, if you will.
Yeah, we got it now.
Good deal.
May God bless the families of these men who have talked to me for years and years and years about their, because I might have been the last man to touch their son's body because I was in charge of the body recovery down below. With James Pierce, Melvin Smith. Thomas Thornton. Francis Brown. Robert Eisenberg. Lawrence Hayden. Carl Hoare. Raymond Lynn. William Allenbaugh. Alan Blue. Jerry Converse. Curtis Graves. Alan Higgins. James Lanau. Dwayne Margraf. Carl Nygren. Stephen Toth. Jerry Goss. Warren Hershey. Richard Keene. James Lupton. Anthony Mendel. Edward Raymeyer. John Smith Jr. Alexander Thompson. David Marlborough. Philip Armstrong. David Skolak. John Spicer. Philip Tyke. Frederick Walton. Gary Blanchard. Ronnie Campbell. And Jack Raper. That is the conclusion of the list.
Ron, I just got a sudden urge. What do you think about reading a short prayer for them right now before we go further? An additional prayer?
The prayer would be these that come to my mind simply because talking with these families over the years at each reunion, and I felt the heartfelt, the tears, they come and they came to me, and as I said, I may have been the last man that touched whatever pieces of body that their son or husband had left.
Yes, sir.
So,
Brother Ron, we have to go to a quick break, and we'll come right back to you. We'll be right back in just a minute, Ron. Thank you, Ron. We'll be right back, people. Please don't go anywhere.
Listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The jury in Hunter Biden's federal firearms trial in Delaware has been dismissed for the day. The defense announced that Hunter's uncle, James Biden, will not be called to testify, nor will any other witnesses. Hunter's lawyers also stated that it is undecided whether he will testify, and they have until Monday to make a decision. Hunter Biden, the president's son, facing accusations of illegally purchasing and possessing a gun while addicted to drugs in 2018. This trial marks the first time in U.S. history that the child of a sitting president has faced trial. The jobs report for May has been released, surpassing analysts' expectations. The report shows that 272,000 jobs were added last month, significantly exceeding the predicted 190,000. President Joe Biden is expected to remain in Europe the next several days as D-Day commemorations continue. We get more from USA's Ryan Daniels.
Reuters reports the president, during part of his meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on Friday, apologized for the delay of new weapons shipments from the U.S. and other allies in the West. Ukraine's war with Russia crosses the two-and-a-half-year mark in August, with Ukrainian troops still holding a 600-mile front line. It's mostly been a bloody war of attrition all along the line for months, as neither side is gaining much ground.
The ongoing heat wave that's been engulfing much of the West with triple-digit temperatures is expected to last through the weekend and into next week. Temperatures predicted to soar to their highest levels since last summer across parts of interior California into Oregon and the Rockies, impacting a dozen states. Friday may mark the peak for cities like Phoenix and Las Vegas, where temperatures are 10 to 15 degrees above average. GameStop's meme stock saw a sharp decline Friday during a live stream hosted by the investor famously known as Roaring Kitty. As Keith Gill, his real identity, initiated the stream, shares of the video game retailer plummeted. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we not throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear precious Blood River Radio family, our brother Ron, the chaplain, just in case you're just tuning in, and for the people that have been tuned in, Ron read, Ron Kukol, he was the chaplain of the USS Liberty. He's still a minister, a Christian minister, and a very good one, I may add. And he just got through reading the names after we played, first of all, when we came on the air, we played a Marine's Last Salute, Bagpipes out of Arlington National Cemetery. And we're going to open up, I think I told Lizzie, we're going to open up second hour and third hour also with the bagpipes. And I promise you I'll try to keep them crying. But because even though we're talking some different stuff maybe in third hour, this whole thing is honoring our brothers and sisters on the Liberty, the dead, the fallen, and the ones still alive. But Brother Ron is going to read another prayer, especially just for the 34 sailors and Marines who paid the ultimate price that day. Go ahead. Whenever you get ready, Brother Ron, say the prayer.
Heavenly Father, this may be the easiest prayer I may have ever come up with, because I know that those people, the husbands, the children, the fathers, the mothers of these men were broken so badly they could hardly even talk to me sometimes. So I just want to lift every one of those people and those families up to you. And I pray that the men who died or did know you before their death, I just want to lift up what's left of us, the men who survived, and of course the women, the wives of these men who were devastated. And I ask you, Father, to touch those families. Your heart is so much bigger than mine, and your love, your agape love, is beyond reproach. So I pray that you would touch each and every one of these families and keep continuing on with us, and I know you will. And I ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. I would like to add all of a sudden a quick prayer. This is totally unorthodox way we usually do it, but it's very, like I told our listening audience, it's very emotional. This is we don't do broadcasts like this ever. We have Dresden Month, but we have no survivors of Dresden. What a surprise. But I would like to ask God Almighty to convict the hearts, convict our brothers and sisters out there that are sitting on the fence, so-called Judeo-Christians, who I've denounced them as being a Jew. If you say that you're a Judeo-Christian, that's like a New Orleans lady in a bordello saying that she's a virgin whore. But I would like, God, I would like you to convict them in their hearts and show them where they're going wrong, because, Lord, they are headed for hellfire. They are worshiping in the idol Israel and Jews. If also, Lord, please, I would ask you this, to put it in their hearts, give them an unquenchable thirst for justice for these men who died in USS Liberty and who still live and who suffered untold amounts of pain, anguish, and suffering. Please, Lord, if you will, bring justice to the government, both governments, Israeli government, United States government. Bring them to the court, a heavenly court, and give our fallen brothers, comrades, and their families, give them justice, Lord. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I was going to say something else, but thank you. Thank you.
Can I make something? Can I say something here? I want to make this. I want to correct this. I was not. I was not the Navy chaplain when I was aboard the Liberty. I was designated as their chaplain for the Liberty Veterans Association, but not while I was in the Navy. I was just a regular old CT. I just want to make that clear.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. What you've done is more than good enough, Brother Ron.
Can I also, I would also like to read what was put on my heart. I picked up my Bible this morning. I closed my eyes, flipped through it, and put my finger somewhere, and it landed on this. May I read it?
Oh, please. This program belongs to you, brother. This is all, you're the man. You're the man.
Daniel 5:25. And this is the writing that was written. I don't know if I'll pronounce these words right, but it'll be Miney, Miney, Tickle of Harson. This is the interpretation of the things, Miney. God has numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tickle, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Perez, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. The main point I would like to put here and is this. The temple is going to be destroyed. And the country was going to be destroyed. And he warned them. And still they paid no attention. I pray that this country will not turn into another Jerusalem of 70 AD. And I ask it in Christ's name, amen. Okay, I got that done.
That is absolutely dynamite. You know what? That scripture could not be more plain. Also, I've said before on the program, I'm certainly not a Bible scholar, but King Solomon was, I think, was credited saying, what is, has been, what has been shall be, for there's nothing new under the sun. So what you read there, Brother Ron, to me, I was thinking about the kingdom, this kingdom here, we call the United, I call it the United States because everybody's mama knows that the Jews, we're totally 100% run with an iron fist by the Jews, by Israel. I mean, I've told people we need a flag with like a little bitty 1-inch square, so-called American flag on the bottom, on a 6-foot Star of David flag flying over the White House because that's what it is. But anyway, I'm getting off key there, off base. But this country here, Brother Ron, not just what they've done to the United States Shield of Liberty alone, but how corrupt and evil and just decadent it is. It's a filthy nation. Brother Ron, you're a pastor. I don't know what has kept God's from stretching out his hand and smashing this country now. It looks like, Brother Ron, this may be kind of off topic, but it looks like with the massive invasion of so-called illegals, migrants coming in this country that hate white people, hate Americans, but hate this everything this country stands for, it looks like we may be under judgment. And I think that our Jerusalem, what I call a Sodom on the Potomac, I would be almost glad to see it go down. You know, I know it would take us too, but I mean, my God, how long is God going to put up with this? In your opinion? I guess no one knows. What's your opinion, Pastor?
Well, I wish I could tell you. I think no one knows the time, but I do believe that everything that Revelation tells us, and by the way, if people would read Revelations as the New Covenant, they would see, they would have a lot of questions answered. It did answer them for me. And, well, I think we're right on track as to what it says, of what could happen to us. I wish I was a better scholar myself, Eddie. I'm one of these guys that, as I've experienced all these things that were already in the Bible, I've experienced some of them. And I'm not a Bible scholar, but I sure got a great mentor, and that's Chuck Baldwin.
Wow. You know, we sent out an email to him. His Bonnie, excuse me, I think it's her name. She said, it's a short notice. It kind of made me laugh. She said, well, he would have to have weeks to prepare. I said, that ain't the way it is in live radio. Yeah. You have to be ready to go in 5 minutes. I said, I guarantee you, I promise you, Pastor Baldwin is more than ready to come on this program because he's a wealth of knowledge. Anyway, people, we're going to get ready to go to our last break in the first hour. We'll be right back, folks.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power, naked, merciless force!
Precious Blood River Radio family, I'd like to throw a great shout-out to Miss Lizzie, a.k.a. Miss Teenage America. She's in her last year of high school, and she runs the show. She reminds me about the donors, because we'll get them later, because we want to fit them in without getting out of order or without messing, murking in the water, so to speak. She went in and pulled up that bell at the drop of a hat, just at request. She is fantastic. She really is. I just love her to this. She's like my own great-granddaughter. Anyway, well, so we're throwing out a shout-out to Miss Lizzie, a.k.a. Miss Teenage America, last year of high school. But thank you so much, Miss Lizzie. Thank you so very much. Yes, sir. You know, Pastor Ron, he told me a very interesting story about a man by the name of Jim Ennis when he wrote a book called Assault on the Liberty. He also said he wanted to talk about that. He also wanted to tell about what happened just before the torpedo, one of the torpedoes hit that Liberty. So with that little introduction setting the table, I'm going to go back to you, Pastor Ron, and you say it, tell those stories, or you can tell, which doesn't matter which one you tell first. It's whatever you, it's anything you want to do. This is your program, brother. Go ahead, Brother Ron.
Okay. Well, this is just an illustration on the power of God. The captain came over the 1MC just before. Well, we went to general quarters. After we got to general quarters, the captain came on the 1MC and congratulated us for doing a great job at general quarters. He shut down, and then he come back up maybe 15, 20 minutes later, and he said, prepare for torpedo attack. And it hit me pretty hard because I wasn't sure what was going up topside because I wasn't up there. And he wasn't kidding about it, so I went directly to my equipment and fell to my knees and prayed for my life, saying to myself, this doesn't happen to me. This happens only in the movies. I kept telling myself, but it's going to happen. And so I prayed for my life. And I'm not sure if I prayed for everybody else's life. I guess I should have, but I didn't. But anyway, after I got done from praying, I walked directly back to my desk. And please understand the timing here. The importance is the timing. I had prayed for my life. The captain said, prepare for a torpedo attack. I was standing at my desk, and all of a sudden a voice came to me, and if you want to call for a straitjacket, whatever, but a voice came to me, and it said, get down, and get down now. Well, it was about 3 seconds before the torpedo exploded. I had no time in my fleshly body to get myself flat to the deck. But however, when the torpedo exploded, I was flat on the deck. How did I get there? It had to have been God. It had to have been Him. The shrapnel was flying over my head. Men dying in that compartment, I think it was only a couple or three of us that actually lived through the whole thing. I'd like to tell this story because I know that I did not put myself to the deck. I know it was God or an angel that He had sent, a guardian angel, whatever, put me to that deck. And I'm only here because of that situation. And believe me, understand, 3 to 4 seconds and the torpedo exploded. I was about 70 foot from it. I should have been dead. But no, I ended up on the steel deck, my nose to the deck, and nobody else could have done this except the power of God. Nobody. If I could tell the people about the miracles that I stood in the middle of that day, and I don't even like to use the word I, but I was there and as an instrument, and the miracle after miracle after miracle happened that day. And somehow that has affected me for the rest of my life. It has given me the power to say, I'm going to tell the truth. No matter what they do to me, I'm going to tell the truth. We've all done that, Eddie, and we're... I just wanted to get that story across. I've got a lot of them, but that's the one that's the main one and a very important one.
You know, Brother Ron, I think you hear about people saying the Great Commission, when Jesus commanded his apostles, his disciples, to go and spread the gospel to all nations, to testify, all Christians are supposed to do that. You know what, Brother Ron? I don't think anyone could give a greater, more authentic testimony to God than what you just gave. You just gave a testimony to God over the air that no one can doubt that. No one could doubt your veracity, your insincerity. And that, I'm praying that testimony of yours, that there's some people listening to us, Brother Ron, that what you just did, it obeyed Christ Jesus. You may not even know it, but I guarantee you the Holy Spirit, you probably know this, the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, has put it into your heart to share that. And hopefully, I mean, that lifts me up, what you just told me. It helps reaffirm my faith, brother. And you said something that you didn't care what happened. You were going to tell the truth. That kind of meshes with you told me about this fellow by the name of Jim Enos, who wrote a book, you said, called Assault on the Liberty. Now, was Jim Enos, he was also a member, he was a crew member of the USS Liberty?
Enos was the, he was a lieutenant commander and a department head. I read at the present time, Dave Lewis was my department head, but I can't remember exactly what Jim did, but he was, I think he was a, what do we call the Mustang back then. He was enlisted, and then he went to the limited duty officer program, got through that, and he ended up being a lieutenant commander. I just say this. I haven't talked to Jim for a long time, but the courage that man has shown by putting that book out there, I thought certainly something would happen, but it never did. God's still protecting every one of us. And if I could tell the people out there one thing, there is no hatred for the real Jew in our hearts. I said real Jew. And I can go right to Revelations 2:9, and it says it very clearly. Beware of those who call themselves Jews and are not. Beware. And Revelations 3:9, it's pretty much the same thing. Yes. There's no hatred here for the real Jewish people. I don't have a lot of use for the Zionists, and that'll probably put a big bullseye on me, but that's, I have no use. Which the president, our president right now is. I respect the presidential office. I've always been taught to respect it, but nobody ever told me I had to respect the man.
You've got that. You know, we have a co-host. He's cutting hay there today in Alabama, and he talks about those exact scriptures you talked about the synagogue of Satan. And beware of the imposters that are not Jews. He talks about that all the time. When he listens to the archives, he will be glad to hear that. Well, we'll be getting ready to go to a break in pretty soon, a couple of minutes. But I'd like, if you will, I'd like to tell about some about this book, but mainly about when we come back to the second hour, the threats that you and your shipmates were put under. Was that Admiral Kidd, the 4-star admiral that threatened you, all you people, all you crew members, Brother Ron?
I wasn't at the meeting, Ed, but Phil Turney doesn't lie about this stuff, and he said this. Phil could explain this much better than I, but he came into the room, into the compartment, took off his stars.
4 stars, wasn't there?
Yeah. Took off his stars, laid them on the table. He says, you guys can tell me this just like I'm your father. So they told him the absolute truth. He put his stars back on, and he told them all, he says, if you ever breathe a word of this, ever, you'll end up in a penitentiary with a heavy fine or worse. And that's what Phil has told me. I don't, no reason to believe that Phil wasn't telling the truth. Phil just don't lie about this stuff. So, yes, when he took his stars off, in other words, what it meant to me after Phil told me the story is that, well, this isn't U.S. Navy speaking. This is Satan himself almost speaking. And then he put them stars back on and told them, you know, what would happen to them if they ever did. Well, when Jim Ennis put that book out, we felt we had a free reign.
Brother Ron, when we come back, I'd like to open up. We're getting ready to transition to the second hour. We're going to have a long break, about 5 minutes. I'd like you to reiterate that story when we come back. We're going to bring in another guest on by the name of Sam Dixon. And he'll probably ask you some questions later on down the road. Be right back, dear people. Hang on. Transitioning to the second hour.